I hadn't really thought of AI-assisted agronomy until Farmers Business Network came out with Norm. ChatGPT was trained on their very own well-structured data and was able to answer common questions that farmers had. I think this is an exciting development. I'm going to tell you why, coming right up. So welcome to Plants Dig Soil. My name is Scott Gillespie, and I work with farmers and agribusiness on climate-smart agriculture. This kind of agriculture has to be scientifically proven to be good for the planet now and in the future. Just as importantly, it also must make economic sense for the farmer, both now and in the future. Go to my website, www.plantsdigsoil.com, or check out the links in the description for the services that I offer. Now, AI has been in the news so much lately, and there have been so many podcast episodes about it, I guess it was time that I weighed into the debate. So let's start at the beginning. AI is artificial intelligence, and it's very different from what we're used to. Algorithms are programmed by humans to do a task. Stoplights use algorithms to determine when to turn each color of light on. They can be adaptable by inputs like sensors that monitor traffic flow, but they still rely on calculations and formula. AI is different. Unlike an algorithm, you can't easily figure out how an AI system comes up with the solution. This is because the software can learn, and I have that in quotes, it takes vast amounts of information and it comes up with a solution. As it does it more and more, it figures out better ways of doing things and can use this to optimize the way it comes to solutions. So you can probably guess the disclaimer that I'm going to put here. This episode was released on May 23rd, 2023. Things are bound to change. It's not an exaggeration to say that this space is moving very fast. I've heard about AI from Nora Young on CBC Spark for the past decade, and it was always about its limitations and its problems, but now it's getting close. Some people think this could be the end of humanity and are asking for moratoriums on its release. So take what I say as my thinking right now, because it's bound to change as well. So a few weeks ago, I started listening to a new writer's podcast, and it turns out that the very first episode to drop was all about AI-assisted artesian authors, or as she called it, A4. The podcast name was The Creative Pen, and it's created by Joanna Penn. She's been a podcaster for almost as long as podcasts have existed. Now, I've been thinking about how this is going to change writing as someone who creates content on a regular basis. She went over the debates that are raging within the writing community. Obviously, as you can imagine, there are many for whom this is going to be a huge threat. If your livelihood is based on writing, you can see why. It's a threat to many jobs. People will lose their income. However, the point she was making is that people like to hear from people. Instead of seeing AI as a threat, see it as a tool. Joanna tried it out and found that she could get more on the page when the ideas were flowing and the hands couldn't type fast enough. There was still editing, but had it not been for the AI, some of the ideas may have got lost before she had a chance to get it out. Something important that she was trained the AI on her writing. She has hundreds of thousands of words out there already. So the AI wasn't creating and it wasn't stealing. It was using what she has written and given some prompts and ideas that she has for something new. It put together sentences that it does not understand and then left it for her to edit. As I was listening to this, I was thinking about how this could help people who struggle to write. Many people have ideas when they sit at a computer that they can't get the ideas out. Of course, the issue in this case is how to train the AI on their writing when they don't have writing, but maybe they have podcast episodes where they just talk. The AI could use those as the base and write something that they can't make work. Now, probably not coincidentally, as everyone seems to have an AI podcast episode out now, the next one in my playlist was from The Future of Agriculture, where the host, Tim Hamrich, talked to Kit Barron and Charles Barron, who have no relation, and even though their names sound the same, they're spelled differently, Farmers Business Network, which is FBN, about their new AI program called Norm. They had tried some agriculture questions on ChatGPT and found it wasn't that great. Then someone figured out that they had vast amounts of content already out there, plus structured data on chemical labels. So training it on this data gave it the accuracy needed to release in beta. Anyone using it must acknowledge that they can't act on its device now and must look for official sources first. However, this may help them to know where to look first. So here's the main point that I have about where AI will fit in. It will fit well where there are mundane tasks. If someone can ask AI what the rate of liberty is on canola in Alberta, I'd much rather it ask them or ask it than come to me. There was a time when a good agronomist knew all the rates or could easily look them up. But now there's so many products, formulation, manufacturers, and co-packs, it's hard to keep them all straight. Add on to that, each region may have its own rules, so why not let AI figure that out? I was driving in Calgary recently and realized how important GPS directions on the screen of my dashboard are now. It's still important to know how to navigate without it, but cities are more complicated now. There's new streets being built all the time, paper maps get out of date, and besides, a paper map sitting on a passenger seat is not safer. Glancing at a screen or having the voice tell you your next turn is much safer than holding a map in one hand, finding your location, and figuring out your next move. Shane Thomas has been writing about the digital disruption in agriculture for a while in his weekly Upstream Ag newsletter. Ag retail has been used to being the one-stop shop for ag inputs. Amazon is used for the small things in life, but surely people would always get what they needed from a bricks and mortar chemical dealer, right? Well, it turns out that this is not always the case. As a young agronomist, I was often asked to deliver chemical. I was not in the sales team, I just did scouting. However, when chemical needed to go out, everyone was expected to do their part. The farmer talked to the sales rep who placed the order with the distribution center that sent it to the ag retail, which then had to deliver it. Ordering online means that with farm delivery, many of those steps are eliminated. Sure, it cuts back on the work for your staff, but it frees up agronomists to do what they do best, which is scouting fields. Which brings me to another area AI can disrupt agronomy. It said nothing replaces boots on the ground, and I agree, but AI can help get the boots to the right ground. A simple example is satellite imagery. When I started my career, I just drove around the fields and got out and checked a few spots. Now, yes, the recommendation is to do a W pattern across the field, or if you're in Manitoba, you use an M pattern. But when you have a half mile by a half mile or 800 meter by 800 meter fields, you can't just do this for 10 times a day, 5 days a week. And besides this, most of the time you see nothing. Or once you've seen something, as a disease, for example, you know it's there and you don't need to see it all across the field. You just need to know how severe it is. Satellite imagery helped me by showing me the poor areas in the field and helped direct where I would go. Once I saw a poor area and a good area, I had 80% of the information I needed to know. So instead of spending an hour in the field, I could spend a half an hour. Plus, it was more accurate. Running a W pattern across the field leads to a lot of unnecessary walking, and you may miss the poor areas. Satellite only tells the good and bad. Well, it can give you some more detail. It's not until you get out there to tell if it's insects, disease, nutrient deficiency, or water logging. Drones can see in much more detail. And this is great, but no one has the time to look over thousands of images. This is where AI fits in. I was excited a few years ago when a company promised they had a system that could find insects and disease in fields. It seems the technology wasn't quite ready, or there wasn't the uptake that they needed. But think about this. What if something could give you early indications of a pest problem and alert you before a field scout could even see it. It might lead to more spraying, but on the other hand, a preemptive spray may save time later. It also could be applied to regenerative practices. Perhaps the early warning could help you order some beneficials. Or perhaps it will someday be able to track the pests and the predators, and then it's able to tell you the odds of damage and the point at which the predators may not be able to keep ahead. I'm going to finish this on what I think the future holds. There will be disruption. Business models will change. The days of getting big acres and lots of trucks and summer students may be waning. I never got into this way of working. I didn't want to get big and manage a whole bunch of staff. I just want the information, and then I'll figure out what the best course of action is. AI can help me by doing the things that I don't want to do anymore, like looking up the rates of chemicals. And it can help me focus on the things I love to do, like developing a plan to tackle thistles with cover crops and grazing. Of course, it could replace the things I love to do easily. If this is the case, then maybe it'll free me up to do the things I never dreamed of doing. I like working with people, and in most cases, people like to work with people. Farmers will find ways to use AI to make decisions, but I don't think most will replace human interaction entirely. Thanks for listening to this episode, and I'll talk to you again next time.